Just bear me one moment, okay?
Hello, I need a roadside assistance.
Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shakivia. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, my alternator stopped working and my car is dead and it won't run.
Okay, are you calling from a safe location?
If I'm calling from where?
A safe location.
Yeah, I'm inside like a plaza.
Okay, may I have the first name associated with your account, please?
Jimmy Diaz.
And you say Diaz?
Yeah, Diaz.
Okay, and may I have a good callback number in case you get disconnected?
The number?
Yeah, it's a good callback number in case you get disconnected.
73-5-6-2-3-4-2.
That's your phone number?
Oh no. Oh, you asked for my phone number? I thought you meant for the member's number. Sorry.
Oh no, sir.
Phone number is 323-534-5294.
Okay, and would you like to receive mobile text updates?
I couldn't hear that, sorry.
Would you like to receive mobile text updates?
Message about what?
Messages I get for when the provider is on the way or when they're close to you, and it'll give you an ETA of how long it'll take for them to get to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. Now, may I have your member ID number or your policy number?
That is 73-63-65-60-34-2.
Okay, I have 73-63-65-60-34-2.
63-65-60-34-2.
Okay.
And the first two numbers are 73.
Okay, and will you verify the address that's associated with your account, please?
The what?
Address.
1237 East 50th Street.
Thank you. And what is the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
2005 Honda Civic.
And may I have the color of that vehicle?
Black.
Okay, thank you. And you said it won't start.
Yeah, my alternator doesn't work.
Okay. And you just need a tow.
I need a tow.
Okay.
Is there a charge fee on the towing?
Let me look at your account so I can give you the information. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I have a few more questions that you have to answer, and then I can get to that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, is the vehicle in a parking garage?
No.
Okay. Is it modified lower to the ground?
What, the car?
Yes. Like in the front, is it modified to be lower?
Oh, no, it's at its regular.
Okay. And will it shift out of park?
Will it shift out of park? Can you explain yourself?
Will it shift out of park? If it were working, would it be able to shift out of park? And as of right now, since you said that the car won't start, it won't shift in a gear?
It'll shift into neutral, I think.
Okay. But it won't shift in the park?
Oh, it's already in park.
Okay. Okay. And you had the keys to the vehicle, correct?
Yeah, I have the key.
Okay. Will you need a ride?
Yeah.
And if you're unable to ride with the driver, will you be able to find your own transportation?
Yeah, I could find my own transportation.
Okay. Okay, and may I have the location address where the vehicle is currently located?
I'll give you that right now. It is 9. It's 9451 Firestone Boulevard. And it's Echo Plaza, down East California. 90241.
And you said it's in Down East California?
Yeah.
Okay. And the zip code is 90241.
90241.
90221 or 90241?
241.
Okay. Okay. You said you're in a plaza. Is it a barbershop nearby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
and you don't
right
see
next
them?
To it.
Okay. Okay, and where would you like to take that vehicle to?
To my house.
Okay. And that's 1237 East 50th Street?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Diaz, I'm going to reach out to the provider, and they're going to send you a message when they're close to you, okay?
What about the fee?
So as of right now, it's showing that you're covered for $100. But anything that goes, yes, you're covered for $100, and anything that goes over that $100 may be an out-of-pocket expense, but as of right now, it's showing that you're covered.
Oh, so I don't have to do anything?
Yes, because it's showing that you're covered for $100 of the service.
Okay, so I have to pay or no?
If you do have to pay, I'll just give you a call back and let you know that if it'll be an out-of-pocket expense.
But it's not, right?
Yeah, as of right now, there's no out-of-pocket expense right now.
So, sorry, it's because I'm trying to understand.
Uh-huh.
Do I have to pay?
Okay, so you're on your insurance, you're covered for $100. So
yeah.
You're covered as of right now. But if there is a possible out-of-pocket expense, we'll give you a call back and let you know that it will be an out-of-pocket expense. But as of right now, it's showing that you're covered and you can receive one service every 72 hours.
Okay.
So after 3 days, you can receive a service, and it's going to be covered. Just one service, though.
Okay, and so how much is the fee right now?
I'm not sure how much it's costing because I had to reach out to a provider. But as of right now, it's showing that you covered $400.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If it is out of pocket, the money gets reimbursed, right? Because I think that's what I talked to the people in the office of my insurance, and I think that's something they had told me that if I were to pay out of pocket, it'll be reimbursed.
Yes, sir. You can get it reimbursed through the insurance company.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I said, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No. Well, just they'll tell me when they're coming, right?
Yes, and I can notate on your account to let the provider know to call you when they're near you, if that's okay.
I couldn't hear you, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I was saying that I can notate on your account to let the driver know to call you. Even though you opted into the text message feature, they'll send you a message when they're on the way as well, but I can still get them to call you. That's fine.
Oh, okay. So approximately, you wouldn't know how long, right?
No, not until I reach out to the provider.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.